driving my car down the freeway. Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Perhaps, after all these years, conservation and conservative are recognizing their common ground and their common values. If so, there is hope for a new political alliance that united could once again fight to secure and protect these lands we hold sacred as our lands, in trust to the good of us all, and celebrating that Western ideal of individual rights and our freedom from threat and intimidation from the power lords and politicians who have sold their sacred trust to the American people. There's so much more to be said, and it's all coming up when your Voice of the Earth returns here on the Wild Side News. So what's it like to sit tall in the saddle against the global powers that drive their will deep against the will of one very determined woman? If you could speak up, what is it that you would want Americans to hear? What can be said? Because, you know, I mean, when a person is on the ground, the reality is I would guess that some people are a little afraid about speaking up a little too much, that there probably are some rumors or stories about certain types of quiet repercussions that are enacted on people. I may be wrong about that. But if that is happening, or if you do feel that, it becomes more challenging to really feel safe in speaking up.
I guess if I had to send two messages, the first one is the threats and intimidation that this industry places on people who speak out against it are unbelievable.
Well, like what?
So
yeah.
If you have a problem with being intimidated, or if you think that you are in a position where your livelihood or your family could be threatened by your actions, then you have to make some real tough calls, because they will use whatever they can use to shut you up. Now, there's no two ways about that, and I've been through the gamut.
Well, I think in part of the process of speaking up is for us to really speak the truth. I just think that's a critical part of this. I mean, you know, we all kind of are a little afraid to really get down, and I'm not trying to implicate anybody here. That's not it. But there are real life stories. People are going through things, and when a person feels that perhaps they're being intimidated or threats or those things exist in one's ambiance, you know, in their space, it's a whole different world. Without being direct and too personal, give us a sense of what some of the ways that is utilized in that community.
The oil and gas and the Bureau of Land Management have used extensive intimidation. The Bureau of Land Management slapped criminal trespass suits on my husband and I on our ranch headquarters for farming a field that's been farmed since 1901 or before, threatening us to move our roads, our fences, our lines, quit using our water. Just unconscionable.
But on what basis, what legal basis would that be okay to do?
Well, I don't think there are any legal basis, but there are a lot of times when they send you letters and they send you threats, and that's to shut you up. We hung a banner at our ranch headquarters on one of our beautiful Dakota Sanroth bluffs that said sacrifice area. It's on our private land. I got a call from Bureau of Land Management. They told me to take it down. I said, what you don't understand is this is my private land. I can't have it. But whenever you cross that line from being someone that's complaining to someone that's becoming an activist and bringing other people in, they pull all the stops out constantly. And the oil and gas industry, the companies in the area, are the same thing. If they don't like what you're doing, it's nothing for them to slap a restraining order on you or an injunction.
You mean trespass?
Well, it could be for anything, because they don't like a decision you've made, or you're refusing to agree with them as to where they can put their, you know, well location in the middle of your field. But, you know, what I have to tell people is if you are not willing to fight for your land and your life and your way of, you know, your water, then don't expect anybody else to stand up for you. So if you're not willing to go to court and fight them tooth and nail, and get up every morning of the world, it seems like here, and fight either the Bureau of Land Management or the oil and gas industry, then this is not the battle for you.
Well, are you finding it possible that you and your neighbors are beginning to really band together to try to protect one another and speak with a more unified voice?
Yes, across the Rocky Mountain West, and that's what I consider my neighbors. The intimidation factor in this area has really limited the participation, but the people that do stand up and take tough stands in the San Juan Basin have a lot of threats and intimidations, and it's not a pleasant situation.
Well, unfortunately, and I'm just trying to be honest because I think we need to be honest. Literally, people can become frightened, and life becomes, you have a very insecure feeling. Whereas, and now I want to go all the way back to where this started, you know, in the 1970s when you started out, and there has to be such a, I mean, my whole body is suddenly reacting to this sense of how this must feel to you personally in terms of your own life and your own dream, and what has happened to that, and where we are now compared to where we were.
Well, we're the type of people, my husband and I, that believe that the government does not have the right to treat its people like this, and neither does any other industry have the right to do what they've done on our land and on our legacy. And so we're fighting it. We've fought it in the courts, we've fought it in the media, we've fought it written documentation, and we've brought lawsuits that are now in federal district court in Washington, D.C., waiting to move forward because we believe that we have property rights and we're willing to stand up and defend those. And if we're the only voice defending them, that doesn't matter. It's our right, number one, to stand up and defend them, and it's also our responsibility to be able to pass on the legacy.
This is spoken like a true cowgirl. And the grand legacy of the world of ranchers, which is truly romantic, and unfortunately, obviously, that's becoming a thing of the past. And I guess maybe one of the reasons that a person wishes, like yourself, to really stand up is the fact that the vision of where this is going to go in terms of the addition of new wells and new areas that are being impacted by these extraordinary increases in the number of wells and on, I would have to assume that at some point you go, this is really going way too far.
Oh, that's exactly right. It finally, it's kind of that old adage, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
It finally reached that point where we said, enough is enough. You know, if you're going to take any more, it's going to be after the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been.
Mm-hmm. Now,
but you know what? Mm-hmm. I have hanging in my office, I have Gandhi's little saying, and I know you know that this one is, says, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they bite you. It has a whole bunch of little dots, and it says, and then you win. Well, I'm at the fighting stage now, so I don't know how long those little dots mean.
Well, now, how can people who ally themselves with this sense of loss, this and this sense of really defending what so many of us in our soul, whether we're Democrat or Republican, it really is all about the same thing. This is our country. This is our land. We have rights, and particularly as landowners and others, we're supposed to have these things protected and not just taken from us without some sort of reasonable compensation or going through some sort of, you know, process. I get the sense that you're feeling it's out of control.
Oh, it's definitely out of control, but the people that don't live in the area that still have a concern, a lot of those people, I say, why don't you look at your portfolios and find out where you're making your money? And I'm not telling you not to keep your Exxon and your British Petroleum and your Burlington and your ConocoPhillips and your Texaco Chevron, but what I would suggest you do is find out why they aren't enforcing their environmental health and safety programs and rules and regulations in the San Juan Basin. Because every one of those companies that I just named are in the San Juan Basin. Because we only have the largest in the world. Well, we do have a few small companies, but we have the big boys up here.
Well, it's been a process of consolidation going on for quite, well, about 20 years now.
Right. The question of people, why aren't they taking care of the land and the water and the people? They're making record profits. There's no reason they can't do it. Except corporate greed.
Well, the rush is on. Now, in terms of your allies, who do you find your best allies right now? If people want to join a larger effort to stand up for you, where do they go?
Well, I have a really interesting notice of intent to sue that I'm working on with the Sierra Club out of San Francisco. And I'm working with some real interesting ACECs, which are Areas of Critical Environmental Concern, mm-hmm. With the Forest Guardians in New Mexico, which is a very fringe environmental group that ranchers usually are fighting with.
I know them well.
But we've come together on some issues. I'm working with the Wilderness Society out of D.C. I've worked with NRDC, National Resources Defense Council. We have formed very strong alliances, as well as our livestock organizations, New Mexico Cattle Growers, the farm bureaus across the West. We have an organization, Western Organization of Resource Councils, out of Billings, Montana, that has quite a large association of allied-type groups that form under one umbrella that handle a lot of these issues. The Northern Plains Resource Council in Wyoming, the Powder River Basin Council in Wyoming, the Colorado Environmental Coalition out of Denver. There's organizations throughout the West that if you want to get involved in these issues, there's somebody there that would love to have your help.
Well, I encourage everybody to take note. I will as well post all of those on the website so that when people hear this story, they can easily go to those locations. Tweety Blanchett, maybe someday we'll have a chance to meet. I'd like to sit down and have a cup of coffee and reconnect with New Mexico. I hope I have a chance to do that.
I hope you do, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope you're able to come out and see on the ground what's happening because that's how you get the best picture.
Well, Tweety Blanchett, I want to thank you for lending your voice here on the Wild Side News. You've really, really told a story, and it is just the truth. And I think that's fundamentally we need to get down to the truth here. And I guess ultimately I feel as if what we're talking about here is a unique new sense of what it means to be American and what it means to be a U.S. citizen, which is melding some ancient old, not adversaries, but people of different political spectrum to re-embrace what this country means, the importance of the land, the importance of our freedom and our democracy, because it quite honestly, in many respects, is just being steamrolled over and taken away from us. And,
exactly.
And like you, I share a real concern because that's the trend line. And somehow we have to do something if we care. And for many of us who don't live in your situation, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But quite honestly, there's deep changes happening in the heartland, in the heart of America that we need to turn around. I'm with you on that. I'll stand with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Take a stand. Help turn back the tides of change that wash away the wonder of our ways. I encourage you to help Tweety and Lynn Blanchett because they are carrying your rights and the future of this nation in their daily struggle to restore and preserve our American way of life. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios. Until we meet again, when your voice of the earth speaks out for the sacred life on this planet, here on the Wild Side News.
Driving my car down the freeway, I was 17 minutes late. There was a traffic jam from here to Iran, and it doesn't have to be this way. with so many ways to consider what we could do to make things right. We should have started building factories and power plants to get our energy from free sunlight. Instead, I'm standing on the corner and the street lights just went out. We just ran out of oil, and it makes me want to shout.